Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're joined by Jean-Paul Doran, who is the CEO of Eco Equity, which is a pharmaceutical company with interest in the medicinal cannabis sector. Good day, Jean-Paul. How are you?
Really well. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. Do you think, for those people that are not familiar, for our audience that don't know what Eco Equity is, that you can just give us an overview of the company?
Yeah, of course, no problem. So Eco Equity, we're a pharmaceutical company with specific interest in medicinal cannabis. We're a license holder in Zimbabwe, and we're also proactively working on securing our position in the Caribbean, most notably Antigua and Barbuda.
Okay, and what about your background in this sector? I mean, what made you decide to enter it?
Okay, so my background, I'm from a finance background, worked in private equity for the last 5 or 6 years, raising money for small to mid-cap companies in the UK and also overseas, taking companies public. Around about the middle of last year, was approached by a fledgling medicinal cannabis company looking to raise some startup cap. And around about the same time, we understood that Zimbabwe had legalized for medicinal cannabis, and that got the cogs turning. The synergy there is I was actually born in Zimbabwe, and fortunately, we managed to navigate a tricky licensing process in Zimbabwe and acquired a license to cultivate, manufacture, and export medicinal cannabis, and that's where the journey began.
Okay, that's sort of my second question is obviously going to be why Zimbabwe and the Caribbean. I'm guessing what you've just described there with the background, where you know it's personal to you, Zimbabwe. That's a help. But there are other countries that have sort of legalized medicinal cannabis. So why exactly? Is it just because of the background of what you know with Zimbabwe?
No. Again, if you look at countries legalizing, Zimbabwe were one of the earliest adopters, following Lesotho, a region in southern Africa. And, you know, what we look for is forward-thinking policymakers. And, of course, Zimbabwe has a terrific climate, notorious for its agricultural practices. And we looked at our business model and whether or not we had the ability to execute in the region. And we're supremely confident and really excited to have our flagship operation in Zimbabwe.
And where do you see the sector going?
You know, it's, again, an interesting question. And I think there needs to be a lot more regulation in the sector. I think there needs to be more consumer awareness, because I think some of the produce in, you know, the retail space at the moment isn't consumer ready. We'd like to play a part in ensuring there's a framework globally so that we can, you know, have track and traceability to ensure that patients and consumers are getting the very best quality product. And I think, you know, there's a lot of scope for development in the sector, but also a lot of scope for growth as well. I definitely don't see the market slowing down anytime soon. But it is a young market, and with that, you know, you need to tread very, very carefully. And I think the one of the positives, certainly for Eco Equity, is we are extremely conscious in terms of quality and precision, and we definitely want to be renowned for those two key facets. And I'm excited to see where the sector will be in the next year, 5, 10 years, and hopefully it's at a point where, you know, patients that need medicinal cannabis for whatever it is that they need to treat have access to it, and fair access.
Okay, and you said globally there, so what target countries or companies are you looking at?
So at the moment, our business model is B2B. We'll be supplying GMP certified products into the European markets. Once the business is cash flow positive, we'll fully vertically integrate and look to go from seed to sale in-house.
Okay, and you say Europe there. I know, I think, if it's not more than a year ago, the UK was the biggest exporter of medicinal cannabis. I mean, is this sort of something new with what you're offering with your products?
Well, again, we, you know, are very, very conscious of, you know, market dynamics, and we've got a fantastic team of analysts that are looking proactively at our execution paths. And for us, we've highlighted other regions within the European Union where we can accelerate our offtake path. And, you know, we've looked at Germany specifically, where the market is absolutely booming at present. I'd like to, you know, wait until this Brexit scenario plays out before looking at inroads into the UK. But we've definitely got our finger on the pulse in terms of the best route to market for our end product initially, as I say, B2B, and adding different locations to the brand is also allowing us to have further strings to our bow in terms of execution at the final stage.
Okay. And going back to Zimbabwe again then, so that's obviously, that's the farming, the land that you're using. What about other facilities? I mean, how are you sending the product? Is it just crops basically? I mean, for people who want to invest in this, what is it that you're selling at the moment? Is it just the crops, or are you actually going to manufacture the or create the medicinal cannabis?
So initially, we'll be selling the raw flower, GMP certified flower, to other medically licensed entities in the EU, possibly in Canada, where there's a distinct shortage of products. And once we've generated revenue, we'll look to add an extraction facility down in Zimbabwe, and that'll allow us to produce precision medicine.
And Zimbabwe is a landlocked country, so presumably this is by air freight. Or are you going to use South Africa or Mozambique or one of the other countries to export?
Yeah, we've got options at our disposal. Air, also sea. And what it is for us is ensuring that once the product reaches its intended destination, it's of the same quality as when it left us. So we're working very, very close with our consultants who have experience in transporting raw material in various sectors and also in the cannabis industry to ensure that we have the best solution to allow us to effectively deliver on contracts that we've secured.
All right. And you're not currently listed on the AIM market or any other markets at the moment. What are your intentions there?
So we've formulated a protected sale company, a fund in Guernsey, JPD Capital. JPD Capital will be shareholder in Eco Equity Zimbabwe, Eco Equity Antigua. And the plan is, with Cell One Zimbabwe, is to go the full 360 cycle, to go from seed to sale, prove that the business model works, and then look for a listing. It could be a listing in the UK or abroad, or even a dual listing. But certainly, you know, we're not in a rush to obtain a listing. For us, it's very, very important to execute in the short term and ensure that we deliver on our business model and achieve milestones that we've set. And once we've done that, we can look at a listing, and we'll look to list each entity under JPD Capital to show explosive growth to our investors.
Great. So basically at the moment, it's sort of grassroots investment, which is what we'd be looking at to get early doors access, I guess, to invest in your company. If they were going to do that, how's the best way for somebody to invest in your company currently?
Okay, feel free to contact us, www.eco-equity.com. Have a fantastic team in the investor relations department who will be happy to assist you with any queries that you have on the company, or indeed pave the way for you to make an individual investment. We've been very, very fortunate with the uptake in Eco Equity, and that's why we've looked at other regions. We've gained a lot of traction and I dare say some notoriety. The events that we've been present at, we're definitely forward moving and extremely progressive. JPD Capital was launched to develop a mechanism and a framework where investors can invest safely with a mechanism that they understand, with added regulation, and have exposure to multiple asset classes. Within the next 4 to 6 weeks, direct investment into eco equity, you won't be able to do that any longer, and it will be a direct investment into JPD Capital, and you can have access to one project or spread your risk and have access to multiple.
Great. Well, that's been good talking to you, and obviously, like I say, for most of our audience, this is something out of the usual of the normal sectors that we cover, and one that I certainly do think is growing. Certainly, I think you'll probably share that with news events around the world. I know the BBC published recently about we should be doing more prescriptions and things like that. How do you think it'll go?
I think there's been progress over the course of the last 3 months in particular, slow progress, but progress nonetheless. Specifically in the UK, I think we've got a way to go. NHS, you know, are doing everything they can, I believe, to get the required prescriptions to patients that need it. And I think, you know, with further regulation coming in and track and traceability of produce, it will be, you know, available more readily, and that'll be a good day for the patients that require it.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you again, John Paul, and we look forward to actually seeing how you guys get on.
You're a gent. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.